Our final item is an emergency fishing regulation on Lake Mary Ronan in Region 1. Northern pike were first reported in Lake Mary Ronan in 2014. It has been determined that the northern pike were unlawfully introduced, and in spring of this year it has been established that they are reproducing in Lake Mary Ronan. The population density is unknown. However, Lake Mary Ronan has suitable habitat for pike and a high potential for population expansion. In addition to being a popular fishery for largemouth bass, rainbow trout, and yellow perch, it is also the only certified source for kokanee salmon eggs, which are used to sustain kokanee populations statewide. Similar to the unauthorized walleye in Swan Lake and more recently the brown trout in the Kootenay below Libby Dam, we are proposing a mandatory catch, kill, and report regulation for northern pike in Lake Mary Ronan. Data collected from fish captured by anglers would be used to further determine the source of the fish, population size, and viability. Edible portions of the fish may be returned to the angler upon request. The proposed regulation falls under unauthorized placement of fish administrative rule and uses anglers as a tool to manage unauthorized species through harvest and provides the department the means to collect additional population data. The department recommends approving mandatory kill, report, and turn-in regulations for northern pike in Lake Mary Ronan.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Chairman, I move to approve a mandatory kill, report, and turn-in fishing regulation for the northern pike as recommended by the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks for Lake Mary Ronan.
I'll second.
I have a motion and second. Questions or discussion from the commission?
One of my old favorite lakes from growing up years, catching kokanee and trout in that marvelous lake. And it's done so much, and all of a sudden somebody brought in yellow perch, and now we have some other species there, and this one is certainly action on this one.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldrich. Any further questions or discussion from the commission? This is a final, so technically we don't need to take public comment, but if folks have comment, we'll entertain that at this time.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, I'm looking forward to the Wildlife Division so I can go on lunch break. But the last item on the fisheries, I would just stand up, and while this isn't directly about native fish conservation, I think it's a principled support from Montana Trout Unlimited in terms of, one, combating these sorts of circumstances with better data and better understanding of how we can develop strategies moving forward. But, again, just want to offer our principled support for this action. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Any comment? Here in Helena. Any comment from the public in the regions? Back to the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
That is all we have. Thank you.
So I look to Becky and Director Williams here. We're set to take up, essentially resume our work session because we moved that portion of the work session agenda here to accommodate some schedules. It seems like we should put the commission meeting into a recess of some nature. And do we need to do that by motion?
Chair Colton, members of the commission, I do think that it would be good to adjourn the commission meeting now and then start it up again after the work session.
Thank you. And we'll certainly take a break. We'll probably take about 10 to 15 to let everybody get settled in, make sure we have everybody here. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion and second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll stand adjourned from the commission meeting, and we will resume the work session at 20 to 11, so in 15 minutes.